Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Happy Saturday, everyone.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. We talked about some fun things this week. I liked learning about different kinds of pets.
Oh yeah, pets. That was really interesting. Well, we also had a useful lesson that helped us learn about when you need help finding something too.
And we even had a mystery. Poor Tina. She had some trouble. But thankfully, Mr. E could find out how to help her.
That's right. I love mysteries. You really need to pay attention to find out the answer. Well, we can start today by looking at the lessons from this week.
And that is a helpful way to review everything we learned. Let's watch together. Alex, do you have a pet?
I have two goldfish. They live in a bowl in my living room.
Are they nice pets?
Yes. They are quiet and they don't eat much.
I want a pet, but I don't want fish.
Do you want a dog or a cat?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hi, Susie. Is that a parrot?
Yes, this is Joey. He is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him for a few days.
Can he talk?
Yes, he can. But he's shy. He doesn't talk to strangers.
I like parrots. They are amazing birds.
They are. They can do many things.
Susie, is that your parrot?
No, he is my friend's bird. I'm taking care of him.
Is he a good pet?
Yes, he's a lot of fun. He can talk and do tricks.
He has a cute little beak.
Yes, but it's very strong. He bites me sometimes.
Oh, then I don't want a parrot.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about pets, and I have a special guest here with us, Ms. Fish. Welcome to the program, Ms. Fish.
Thank you, Rob.
You own a pet store, right?
Yes, I do. I sell pets, and I also sell food and toys for pets.
What is the best pet?
The best pet is different for every person.
So, how do you choose a good pet?
You need to think about several things.
What should you think about?
Think about your life. Your pet should match your life.
What do you mean?
Well, some pets sleep all day and play all night. If you like to go to bed early, don't get one of those pets.
And if you don't like exercise, don't get a big dog.
Right. Big dogs need a lot of exercise.
What else should you think about?
Can you take care of your pet? Before you get a pet, learn about its habits. Learn how to take care of it.
And you should think about the cost.
Yes, some pets are expensive to feed, and vet care is also expensive.
So friends, think about those things, then choose the right pet for you.
Hello, welcome to LTE Feature. My name is Alex.
Are you hungry? Do you want a snack?
Do you always eat the same kind of snack?
Yeah.
Maybe you can try something new. Around the world, different people eat different snacks. Let's look at some of them. Do you like French fries. In Canada, a favorite snack is poutine. Poutine is made with French fries, cheese, and gravy. It is yummy.
That's right.
There are a lot of interesting snacks in Europe. You can have stroopwafels in the Netherlands. Stroopwafels are two cookies with syrup between them. They are nice and sweet. In Germany, you can try sausages. Many countries have sausages, but German sausages are famous. There are over 1,500 different kinds of sausages in Germany. You can try one or more than one. There are many delicious snacks in Asia. In India, you can try samosas. They are like dumplings, but they are fried or baked. Some samosas have meat inside them. Others have potatoes, vegetables, or noodles. In Japan, people eat senbei. These are Japanese rice crackers. They come in many different sizes and flavors. Try a new snack today. There are so many delicious ones. Thank you for watching LTE Feature. I'm Alex. Are you hungry yet?
Hi, Linda. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my dictionary. I can't find it.
What does it look like?
It's small and brown. It's a pocket dictionary.
Is it under the papers on your desk?
No, it's not.
Can you use an online dictionary?
I can, but I really like my dictionary.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
I dropped my earring. Do you see it?
What does it look like?
It's small and round. It's a little gold ball. Is it under your chair?
No, it's not.
Is it under the table?
No. But now I see it. It's near your shoe.
Oh, I see it now. Thanks, Rob. Oh, great.
What's wrong, Susie?
I can't find my credit card.
Is it in your pocket?
No, it's not.
Look in all your pockets.
It's not in any of my pockets.
Is it in your purse?
I don't have a purse.
Oh. How can you pay for your lunch?
Maybe you can.
I am eating at a restaurant called Tina's Treats. I taste my food. I don't like it. The sauce tastes horrible. It is too sweet. I call Tina and she comes over to me. She is the cook. She begins to cry.
Another problem with my food? This can't be happening to me. I was the best cook in my family.
She cries.
But now my food is too sweet or has too much salt. Everyone is going to my sister's restaurant next door.
She says. I look in her kitchen. I try the salt, and it tastes like sugar. I try the sugar, and it tastes like salt.
Someone switched their salt and sugar. I'll be back, Tina.
I say. Then I go next door.
One more customer. Welcome to Gina's restaurant.
Tina's sister Gina says, I order some spaghetti. Gina brings the dish to me. I try it.
This dish is too sweet,
I say. Gina is surprised. She goes to the kitchen. I follow and watch her. She tastes the salt and the sugar.
Nothing should be wrong,
she says.
Maybe the food is okay, but something is wrong.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
Great. I'm ready for a question.
All right. Who is Joey?
Joey. Oh, does he work at the office? He must help out in different departments than me.
I don't think that's the right answer. Try again. This person, Joey is not a person, but a pet. A pet bird? A pet bird that can talk?
Oh, now I know. A parrot. Joey's a parrot.
Yes, that's right. Okay, what is something that is small, round, and golden?
Oh, I know the answer to this. Taylor's earring.
That's right. They had to look on the floor for that earring. All right. Are you missing a credit card?
Am I? Oh no. What will I do? What will happen? I'm missing my credit card.
No, Marie. I was asking. But in this lesson, do we have someone that is missing a credit card?
Oh, that's right. Susie.
That's right. Well, in this month's mystery, Tina had some trouble. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Her food tasted horrible, and she doesn't know why.
Yeah, sometimes it's too salty, sometimes it's too sweet. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's take a break right now. Okay, Marie, I know you have a pet cat, but if you didn't have a pet cat, what other animal would you choose?
If I didn't have a pet cat, I would have a pet dog. Dogs are very playful and fun.
That's right. I would have a dog, too. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Now we can watch our features. Let's take a look at them together.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm trying to find a good hairstyle because I need a haircut. What kind of hairstyle should I get? It's hard to choose.
There are many different types of hairstyles. Some hairstyles are short, some hairstyles are long. Your hairstyle can be a way to show your personality. Where do you usually get your haircut? Many people go to salons. At a salon, a hairstylist will talk to you about your hair. Then he or she will cut it the way you like. If you want your hair really short, you can ask the hairstylist to shave your head. If you only want to cut a little of your hair, ask the hairstylist to trim your hair. What if you want to change the color of your hair? Then you can dye your hair. If you want to change your hair to curly or straight, then ask the hairstylist to perm your hair. What kind of hairstyle do you like? Look in a magazine or online for some ideas. Then visit a salon.
All right, I found a good hairstyle. I'm going to shave my head. Just kidding. I won't do that. I think I will just ask my stylist to trim it a little. Now I need to make an appointment with my hairstylist. I hope the hairstyle will look good. We'll see. All right, friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about dictionaries, and here to answer our question is my guest, Etymology. Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Eddie, you know a lot about words.
That's right. Words are my hobby.
Great. Then maybe you can help us answer today's question.
Sure.
Our question today comes from Zhang Yu Wang of Taipei, Taiwan. Zhang Yu writes, I am a first grade student. I am learning English. My mom bought me an English dictionary. But how do I use it? Can you teach me?
Great question. I'm glad your mom bought you a dictionary. Dictionaries are very helpful when you are learning a new language.
Yes, they are. So, Eddie, can you teach Xiangyu how to use an English dictionary?
Of course. All the words in an English dictionary are listed in alphabetical order.
What does alphabetical order mean?
Alphabetical order means the words are in order from A to Z.
I see. So words that begin with A are at the beginning of the dictionary, and words that begin with Z or V are at the end of the dictionary.
That's right.
But what if two words have the same first letter?
If you have two words that have the same first letter, then you look at the second letter. The word whose second letter comes earlier in the alphabet goes first.
I see. Well, let's practice. If we have three words, cat, cook, and apple, what should the alphabetical order be?
Well, can you guess?
That's right. The order should be apple, cat, and then cook.
That's right. Great job. A is in the beginning of the alphabet, so apple will come first. Then the C word. Cat starts with C-A, so that comes first.
Thanks, Eddie. Well, friends, I hope you learned a lot today. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
There. So far, so good. Now, let's see. Romeo meets a beautiful girl named Juliet. It's love at first sight. Good. Now, what should I write next? I know. Romeo tries to... No. I know. Romeo wants to take a message to... No. He brings a message to Juliet. That's it. He brings a message to...
I am Super Sentence Man. And you just said today's super sentence. The super sentence is someone brings something to someone else.
You mean like Romeo brings a message to Juliet?
Yes. Yes, you are a genius. Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way, Mr.
Shakespeare. Yeah. William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Yes.
I'm talking to the William Shakespeare. Mr. Shakespeare, you must be full of super sentences.
Well, I can try.
Please.
How about this?
Yes.
My mother brings the pie to the children.
Brilliant! My mother brings the pie to the children. That sounds super.
Aunt Rebecca brings the pig to dinner.
Aunt Rebecca brings the pig to dinner. That sounds delicious. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Oh, but I'm sure that your English is already very good.
Yeah, well, you don't have to say that.
So what are you writing?
Oh, well, this is a play. Yeah. It's called Romeo and His Beautiful and Sweet Girlfriend, Juliet.
Why don't you just call it Romeo and Juliet?
Huh? That's not a bad idea.
Let's see. Juliet laughs and says, I love you. The English is, too simple, don't you think?
Do you want to help me write this play?
Sure. Okay. Excuse me for a moment. Just stand there while I continue writing. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore
is my pen, Romeo? Ah, there we go.
Romeo, Romeo!
We learn a lot during the week. And you should come back on Saturdays to review them with us.
Hey, Peter, I heard that the food at Tina's Treats is much better these days. Now that Mr. E solved the mystery, maybe we can go there.
Hey, that's a great idea.
All right, well, let's go. Friends, we're out of time. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.